playing the drums, a group of women sing along with the MC, Mestre Jogo de Dentro. The song, made famous by Dona Ivone Lara, the first lady of samba, says that a black hug and a black smile bring happiness. Roberta Mello is 27 years old. She is the president of Associação Frida Kahlo, a small NGO on the outskirts of São Paulo that works to reaffirm Afro-Brazilian identity, build girls' self-esteem, and discuss sexism and racial prejudice in daily life.
Iniciei como educanda em projeto.
I started as a student at the NGO in a project called Black Women Have History, and Black Girls Are Here to Tell It. After that, I became a teacher and a multiplier of this knowledge. Then I was invited to be president of the NGO.
Roberta says that before getting involved with the NGO, it was difficult for her to confront racism and take action.
I think before getting into the Frida Kahlo project, I ran away from the issue, though this question is part of my life. As a little girl, I remember I had braids in my hair. I was the only black girl in that public school. The other students were always pulling at my hair. One day a girl came and managed to tear my hair, and I thought, what's going on? I cried the whole day, but I never talked about it to my parents because I didn't want to worry them.
It was only recently that Roberta was able to reaffirm her pride in her identity.
You straighten your hair because this is part of the whitening process in Brazil, where you need straight hair to be considered beautiful. It's a dictatorship of beauty. When I go somewhere with my curly hair, people stare at me and say how I look beautiful, and I see that this has an impact, not only in my life, but in the people around me. My mother and my father always sent me to straighten my hair. And now my mum says, your hair looks good the way it is. My hair is about valuing my culture, and it's a political statement.
The experiences they share in the meetings and workshops are the same. Shindalena, a member of the group, remembers how shocked she was when she saw Spike Lee's movie Do the Right Thing.
The movie talks about segregation in the U.S. when the laws were not strict anymore, but it shows the confrontation between blacks and whites. To me, it talks about Brazil, too. In Brazil, we never had laws that separated us, yet we are always separated.
The meetings are open to everyone, people from all walks of life. Men are also welcome. Samori is a student and says his attitudes changed after he had contact with Roberta's association.
I learned to rethink the question of sexism and machismo and to see that men are missing in this fight. I think we participate in the deconstruction of the machismo.
With the support of Brazil Foundation and W.K. Kellogg Foundation, Roberta recently published a textbook written and produced by her NGO. It focuses on the history of African and Afro-Brazilian women. She says that this is one of the first small steps towards recognition.
The importance of this schoolbook is that it tells the story through our eyes. The difference is that it was written after discussions in poor communities, with the participation of black men and women to discover, build knowledge, and learn about the queens and princesses of the African continent, the history of African people, and its impact here in Brazil. I didn't learn about this in school. The school only talks about slavery, not about black heritage, culture, power, strength, their courage and contributions.
For DW, Milton Bragatti, São Paulo, Brazil.
Lamento triste sempre ecoou, desde que índio guerreiro foi pro cativeiro.